now, what's his hidden agenda? Mark Maron.
Thank you, Jim. You know, I just read an article that about, you know, the Army has really sort of, you know, loosened their standards for recruiting. I read an article, got an article right in front of me that, defense department game detective at Fort Lewis in Washington State has identified 320 soldiers as gang members. That's just one of the things that they have loosened their standards on. Yes. Tattoos or another one. They've made changes to make the recruitment process easier, and that's using their word. They've eliminated also the requirement for a high school diploma. And not only that, they require right now that potential recruits need only a ninth grade education. The Army has also recently made PlayStation, Xbox video games, and chocolate bars, which they hand out for free. I mean, this is just, to me, it's heinous. And they try to defend these tactics, and I've asked this guy to be on. He's Army recruiter Lieutenant Ronnie Randolph. He's on the phone with us. Thank you for joining us, Lieutenant.
Thank you for having me on the show, Mr. Maron. I appreciate it.
Well, I appreciate you being here, and I got to be honest with you. I mean, what kind of sickness is this? I mean, are you guys, what, are you trying to present yourself as, like, cool guys to these kids? Are you trying to trick them into the Army?
No, Mr. Maron, we're not trying to trick any kids in the Army. See, what we see ourselves doing is we're trying to provide opportunities to people, to students, to kids who maybe the rest of the world has deemed as not having value. We're trying to find value in them, and we feel that value is in the U.S. military.
But, I mean, but you got to be honest. I mean, you know, you get rid of the idea of a high school diploma. You get rid of they only need a ninth grade education. How much could these kids know? I mean, it sounds to me like you're just exploiting them.
No, it's not. It's not labor exploitation.
Uh-huh.
That's not how we see it at all. We see it as what we're offering is an opportunity for these kids to see wonderful things, to travel the world, like all the things that they're reading in their textbooks. Like, we're actually giving them the opportunity to see these things firsthand. And that's cooler than reading any textbook, to actually see those things.
So you're saying that you're going up to kids and you're saying you're going to try and separate the idea that, 2,405 soldiers have been killed in Iraq, and you're trying to say, like, oh, yeah, come on, it's going to be fun.
You know what? Everyone says 2,400 soldiers have died.
Uh-huh.
But what about all the soldiers who haven't died? The numbers are staggering for soldiers who have not died in the U.S. military.
Yeah, I guess that's a good point. You know, I mean, well, what's with the video game? I mean, why don't you just make the age lower and hand out candy, for Christ's sake?
Well, the video game is we're actually very proud of the video game. And what we see ourselves as doing is we're offering something to people. We're offering reality to people. Like, everyone loves to play video games. No, that's not going to stop tomorrow. People are not going to stop playing video games tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
So what we're doing is we're offering a real alternative.
Uh-huh.
Because a lot of people, they'll play, like, games like Metroid or something like that, or they'll pretend to be a wizard.
Uh-huh.
And you can't be a wizard in real life. But what you can do is you can play our game, which is actually showing you reality. And if you enjoy it, then you can actually go and live that lifestyle that you played in the video game.
So, what if some kid wants to be a wizard? Are you going to let him be a wizard? Are you lowering your standards that much? Can you say, well, here, you're recruit Mr. Wizard?
No, I'm saying that's the thing. What we're doing is we're offering an alternative to that. I'm saying that to this point in time, there are no wizards. And since there are no wizards, you know, that to me is a bad video game, because you put people in this crazy fantasy world where they think that they could be a wizard, or they could, you know, be a spaceman or something like that.
Uh-huh.
We're saying, hey, no, here's something that you can do. Play this video game where you can pretend to be a soldier, and guess what? You really can be a soldier. I can make you a soldier. If you sign up today, I can make you a soldier, and you can have great things. You could travel and see the world.
And kill
people. Everyone loves to see the world.
And kill people.
You exactly. That's. I mean, we don't like to put it like that you kill people, but that is a byproduct of serving in this military right now. This is a great time to be in the U.S. Army right now.
To kill people.
If you want to kill people, like, that's. I'm going to put that out there. That, yeah, it's a great time. It's a great. This is what the Army is here for. This is a wonderful time. We have so much
killing
to offer people at this point in time. It's a great time to join.
A great time to kill people.
To kill people, yes. That's just a byproduct. There are other things that you get to do in the U.S. Army.
All right. Well, we only got a couple more seconds here. I heard that some guys are giving out urine blockers so these recruits can pass drug tests. Is that true?
That is true. There are recruiters that do pass out urine blockers to help some recruits pass drug tests. But that I don't want you to make that sound like, oh, the Army is desperate, because we're not desperate for soldiers. That's not a desperation thing. I'm going to tell you a quick little story here.
Well, hold on. You know what? Just hold on a second. We'll take you over the break, and then we'll finish this. All right? I'm talking to Army Lieutenant Ronnie Randolph, a recruiter.
Live from Burbank, California, ground zero for Rickett, it's the Mark Maron Show. And now, he cannot find Louisiana on a map. Mark Maron.
I can, but I did see that article. But you know what? I'll tell you one thing. You know, if you look at the stats on that article, if you look at what I'm talking about here, we got Army Lieutenant Ronnie Randolph still on the phone here. He's an Army recruiter, but this should help him out. Apparently, Americans between the ages of 18 to 24 are, you know, nearly retarded, which, according to Lieutenant Randolph, would make them perfect for the Army. One-third of respondents couldn't pinpoint Louisiana on a map. 48% weren't able to locate Mississippi. Fewer than 3 in 10 think it's important to know the locations of countries in the news. And just 14% believe speaking another language is a necessary skill. Two-thirds didn't know that the earthquake that killed 70,000 people in October occurred in Pakistan. 6 in 10 could not find Iraq on a map in the Middle East. And that doesn't bother you, does it, Lieutenant? I mean, these kids sound perfect for your program. And the less they know, the better. You could just say, well, you're going to this place, and you're going to enjoy it because you get to kill people, right?
Well, exactly. You don't have to know where Iraq is, because we can, why even look at it on a map? I can put you on a plane there tomorrow.
Do you know where it is?
I know it's in the Middle East.
Oh, no, man. All right, so what you're going to... This is very disturbing, dude. So, I'm sorry, Lieutenant. Can you tell me the story you're going to tell me so we can get on with this thing?
Sure. You were sort of... I got the impression that you were insinuating that the Army was desperate.
Wait, you're giving out candy bars in video games.
We see those as perks, all right? We give out candy bars. They don't give out candy bars if you work at the bank. You don't get free candy. We give out free candy bars. If you're a soldier and you're wounded in battle, you actually get free candy bars. That's something that we do.
What about health coverage and proper health care after? We just keep giving them more candy bars? Like, I need pain medicine. Well, you have another candy bar.
Candy is a very good thing, and candy is a good medicine. I don't know if you've ever seen the movie Patch Adams, but sometimes humor and candy and treats like that can do a lot more than, modern medicine or pain relievers or things of that nature.
Sorry you lost your leg, Private. Have a candy bar. And, hey, you want to look at my clown nose. Is that the thing you're saying?
If that's what helps patients, I know that I recently twisted an ankle, and sometimes what helped me not think about it was just if I was laughing with some friends while we were out, you know, just out on routine missions and doing drills. Like, that to me was more exciting and helped me forget about the pain in my ankle than if I had, you know, worried about getting a splint or taking ibuprofen or something like that.
Right, that's very, maybe you should have got a candy bar.
I did get candy bars.
All right.
The candy bars I want. I have a surplus of candy bars.
I bet you do, because, you know, you're not getting any takers. You guys are hurting. You're desperate. You are desperate. So tell me this story.
No, we're not desperate.
All right.
Here's why we're not desperate. I'm going to tell you a story. In World War II, this is real.
Uh-huh.
In World War II, Adolf Hitler's nephew, William Hitler, he was called Willie Patrick Hitler, could not get into the Nazi army. All right?
Okay.
He could not get into the Nazi army.
You would think he could have with those connections.
You would think. And
yeah,
he tried, but could not get into the Nazi army.
Uh-huh.
But during World War II, he was allowed into the U.S. Navy. Could not get into the Nazi Army, into the U.S. Navy.
Come on. You're pulling my leg.
This is real. You can look it up on the Internet. There are books about it. Willie Hitler was in the U.S. Navy after being rejected by the Nazi Army.
So you're saying you're not desperate. You're not that desperate. You'll take a ninth grader that doesn't know where Iraq is. You'll take gang members. You'll take people with pet tattoos. You got your guys handing out urine blockers so they can get through recruitment, even if they have drugs in their system. But you won't take the nephew of a fascist dictator. So that makes you good?
Exactly. We will not take any of Hitler's family.
All right. Well, You know, I got to go, man. It's been very enlightening, Lieutenant Ronnie Randolph. I appreciate your time. I think you have a horrendous job, and I'm not sure. I'm pretty damn sure, actually, that I don't like your tactics, but I appreciate your time on the show.
Well, thank you for having me, and if you ever want to come down to the recruiting station, we have some candy bars, and we could talk to you maybe. I mean, we have a lot of opportunities that we could talk to you about.
I'm 42 years old. Are you that desperate?
I'm just saying there are a lot of things that a man like you can still do in the U.S. military.
Okay, well, thank you. I'll certainly consider that, Army Lieutenant Ronnie Randolph. You have a good day.
Thank you, Mr. Marin. You do the same.
Okay, bye. Wow, what the hell was that? I had no idea what I was getting into.
You know.